How much time do you spend one-on-one with O'Brien, and what are some things he has taught you to help you play the way you have at this point?
We spent a lot of time since I've, you know, first got here after the draft, building our relationship, building our trust with each other, and just teaching me the real details of this offense and how to learn it, how to pick it up fast enough, and that was pretty much it. So not so much of, you know, how I'm playing, just making sure that, you know, I'm becoming the best quarterback I can be.
Last week he let you give him your opinions, and he said he thinks he always should listen to players. Do you see him developing more confidence in your opinions now that he's been around you a long time?
Of course. You know, of course I'm young to this lead, and I'm still learning as I go, but at the same time, he understands that, you know, us players are out there, we're the ones that's playing, we're the ones that's executing the plays, so we're seeing different things that he's seeing, and he's a player's coach, and he loves to take advice and different tips from the players.
Sean, I know that you're focused on here and now, that next game, all that, but you're doing things that haven't been done, or very rarely been done, or haven't been done in years. Have you, what does that mean to you? How does that hit you?
I mean, it's all right, I guess. It's cool. You know, my mentality is I always try to, you know, improve each and every way. And I'm still a rookie that's still trying to learn and experience some different things. So I'm just taking it one play at a time and looking forward to the next game. I'm always, you know, I can't get caught up in what I did the previous week. I got to make sure that, you know, I'm looking forward to the next week because it's always a new week.
When you're thinking about the things that Cale Sayers did in 1965 and Fran Tarkenton in 1961, how crazy is that?
You know, it's pretty big, but, you know, I always believe that, you know, history repeats itself, so it's a matter of time that somebody was doing it or was going to do it, so why not me? My thoughts on it, you know, it's a cool honor, but you know, I can't settle for it. I always got to make sure that I'm, like I said before, improving and try to be the best player, because you're only as good as your next game. So we got a big test this week with the Kansas City Chiefs, and we got to do it over. So.
How do you feel like you've grown from when you went into that Jaguars game till now, and what, like, the biggest area in which you've grown?
I've grown a lot. I guess the biggest area is just operating with the offense and just trying to get on the same page with Coach OB and all the coaching staff, and then, you know, being able to lead this team and lead the offensive guys, you know, when we got to step out there on the field and try to score points and win games.
Stay grounded, because you've had remarkable success at every level you've been at, high school, college, for a couple of games now in the NFL. What do you do to try to make sure that, you know, you handle the success the way that you have?
I just be me. It's in my DNA. You know, that's how I was raised, so that's all I know. Regardless of the success and the failure you have, I always stay level-headed and just be the Deshaun Watson I've always been. And I couldn't tell you, I don't do anything outside the lines to try to stay grounded. It's just something in me.
Your friend Kelly Bryant at Clemson said that what you did this weekend wasn't anything new. It's what you've been doing on the practice field since he's known you. What do you think that to know that your friends back in Clemson are rooting for you and not even surprised by what you're doing?
It's all love. And, you know, we put in the work together. We grind it together. So they know who I am. I know who they are. They're doing the same thing back at Clemson. You know, putting in the work is the culture that's there. And that's what Coach Sweeney always preaches. And that's what he teaches. And whenever, you know, players move on into the next careers, it don't stop. And so, you know, I put in the grind, I put in the work, and, you know, eventually it shows.
NFL Deshaun is an arms race. And the minute that you put out film, defensive coordinators, they try to adjust to you, then you have to adjust to their adjustments. Is there anything that you're doing to try to stay out ahead of some things that future defensive coordinators might try to throw at you based on the film that you've put out already?
Just continue to get better. Try to get 1% better each and every day. build on my craft, watch film as much as I can, and try to, you know, study them. But at the end of the day, you know, the film's going to be out there. And you just try to build on your strengths and your weaknesses. And, you know, you just got to go out there and execute. You know, at the end of the day, it's a one-on-one matchup. And who's going to win that matchup?
Did it help you playing in the finals and semifinals the last 2 years for this big game like this one and the one in New England and prime time in Cincinnati?
I guess the lights and the I guess all the hype that comes with the game, the media part, and just trying to make sure you focus on your game plan and what you got to really focus on. Keep the main thing, and don't get caught up with the outside noise. And you focus on, you know, coming each and every day, trying to learn the game plan to get better. Then, you know, whenever the game time come around, and it just kind of come natural.
Anything you've done
in
the past couple of weeks since you've gotten out
from
the
plane,
anything you've done this level that surprised you about yourself?
Not at all. Not really. You know, this is what I've been dreaming for. So I'm a confident player. I'm a confident person. So I feel like I can play at this league, at this level. And I just want to continue to try to do that each and every week.
Getting a lot of buzz, obviously, for your play on the field, but also people have started to notice your style. You have a lot of Instagrams of your cool outfits and stuff, and even Cam Newton, I noticed, kind of shouted you out for your style. What does it mean for one of the best dressers in the NFL to already notice your style as a rookie?
Well, me and Cam go way back from high school, so he kind of know how I've grown as a player, but also as a person, and just being able to have that, you know, it's all love between me and Cam. You know, like I said before, he's like a big brother to me. So, you know, I learned from the best. And, you know, eventually I'll be on this level. So, at the end of the day, you know, I just try to, you know, show the world the type of person I am, that, you know, I'll open out and free to be able to show my personality and the style I have.
Success that you have, the offense has, presumably that's, people are going to be gunning for you, trying to be the team that stops you. Players will be that way, defenses will feel that way. Is that part of the fun for you, the challenge for you? You know, people are trying to stop you from having the success you're having.
It's always fun to have that. You know, each and every week the team is trying to stop you from scoring points or putting up yards. And so it goes back to that, you know, winning the one-on-one matchups. And if you do that, then, and execute at a high level, then it's hard to be stopped. So we love the challenge, and we're going to be up for it.